With municipal elections approaching in New Brunswick in May, St John Interdisciplinary and Collaborative Arts Organisation Industrial Parks Collective is calling for artists to get involved in a local election issues art show. Local artists are being invited to use their voices to explore issues which may be affected by the choices made in the local elections. The show will take place on Friday, May 1st, just over a week before the elections take place, at Industrial Parks Collective's gallery space in Uptown St John. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Raven Blue, Executive Director of Industrial Parks, about the event and how local artists can get involved, as well as the value of art in speaking to the various issues that affect us all.
For May 1st, we are inviting artists in the community to contribute to a show in our gallery space, the Yellow Door Gallery in Uptown St. John, focused on the election issues that matter to you in your community. So we're inviting local artists to contribute to that show. It is open to everyone. And we also invite new people, new artists to come in and join our membership. We are a member-based organization. Our mandate here for this gallery is to offer a space for contemporary art. And by contemporary art, I mean to offer a contemporary perspective that other galleries might not have. And so St. John right now doesn't really have a space for, I guess, more critical thinking or for art that has more of an underlying message. We have a lot of commercial galleries, we have a very vibrant art scene, but we don't have a space that's dedicated to contemporary art. So that's very much what we want to offer here. So for a show like this one, we want to give people an opportunity to use their role as an artist to speak about the issues that matter to them. When you have an election, typically artists are very silent about things like that, but we feel that artists do have a role to play. There's a lot of issues that touch artists directly. A lot of the most creative people are also people who come from marginalized communities, and that's also in the mandate of our organization to represent the interests of marginalized communities. I think artists often have something to say, but they don't feel like they have a place where they can really speak up. So our goal with this space is to be able to give them a place where they can speak up.
What are the issues that you think may be explored and may be important to people in general? Do you have kind of thoughts about what people might expect?
People who put a lot of their time and energy into being creative often are people who are, they're not doing well financially or socially. And so that's why I say I think a lot of artists do represent marginalized communities that are very much impacted by issues like housing, for example, the cost of housing, the cost of living. And of course, a municipality has a role to play in that, in the cost of living and the cost of housing. And so I think the voices of artists matter a lot because they have ways of articulating things that policymakers don't necessarily have that way. They have a way of showing a big picture. And so, you know, we don't really dictate what are the issues. We sort of leave that up to the artist. But of course, because they do often represent marginalized communities, artists are often representing people who often are not heard. And so that's sort of our goal. Artists are also being impacted by things like generative AI, for example. You know, a lot of artists are feeling like their music and their visual art is being copied and essentially stolen. And so that's an issue that I think that hits home when you know that there is an AI data center being constructed nearby. You know, it doesn't necessarily affect us directly, but it's something that I think artists would have strong feelings about. So we want to be able to offer people a place where if they're being impacted by these issues, that we have a place where they can say what they feel about it. There's numerous issues, but I think it's really up to the artist to contribute. It could be something as simple as bike lanes or property values. You know, artists could also have a perspective on that. But I think for a lot of artists, they're coming from a perspective of they tend to struggle more, you know, if I was the stereotype. And I think they have the ability to articulate it. And I think artists have a role to play when you have an election campaign underway.
Why is it important to amplify voices of artists in contexts like this, in contexts of local elections and local issues that everyone faces, and particularly in marginalized sort of communities?
Well, I think globally we are seeing a democratic recession. There is more and more tipping away from democratic institutions. More and more countries are becoming less democratic. And we also see federally a lot of policies coming into play that are eroding some of our essential democratic rights. And so when you look at what's happening at a local level in municipal politics, you see sometimes these democratic processes where the public should be participating, there is an erosion of that at a local level as well. And so because artists have very specific skills to articulate not just what an issue is, but how does that impact you or how do you feel about an issue, their voices are more important now than ever when you're in a larger climate of a democratic recession. That is sort of the job of an artist, is to share not just what you create, but also share a different way of seeing things. So you can say something in a very poetic and clear way that you might not be able to say in paragraphs of text. And I think artists have the opportunity to cut through and speak very directly to people in a way that policymakers cannot. So I think artists' voices are more important now than they ever have been in this climate.
Why should people get involved? Not necessarily should, but why do you think artists should get involved?
Well, I think it's not just why artists should get involved, but it's also why more people should be making art. And we come from the perspective of representing emerging artists. A lot of art we have here can be something people have made for the first time. People might want to paint something for the first time or try making music for the first time. And there is a lot of things stopping people from making that first step to create something. There's a lot of people are always very critical of their own work. And so what we try to do here is offer people a space where you can try something for the first time. We offer a studio space that's very affordable. And so we think more people should try to create things. It doesn't matter what you're creating, but people should at least try, because it gives you a chance to articulate things in a different way. And it gives you a chance to, if you have stressors in your life, it gives you a way to articulate those stressors in a way that you couldn't otherwise. And so art, in a way, is not just for sharing to the public, it's also a way of self-care. You can help relieve the pressure that you're feeling by making noise or making paintings, or if you're doing more contemporary art, you know, sticking a banana to a wall, you know, like there's any number of different mediums you can try. But I think trying is an essential part of that, and that's why we do like to focus on new and emerging artists, because we want people to try things for the first time. And then in that process of trying, if you do want to share your work, chances are other people feel the same way you do, and you're going to create something that people are going to relate to. So that, I mean, that is very much what our organization is about, is what can artists do when they collaborate or when they work together or when they all address an issue together. So a show like this one is an example of artists can get together in a group show. They can speak to how they feel about, you know, how is your city right now and what are some of the issues happening coming up to an election. People can easily get involved just by visiting us on Fridays. Like, we open up our gallery space every Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. The Yellow Door Gallery is on Prince William Street, number 123 Prince William Street. And then we're also online at industrialparks.ca. And we're also on social media if people search for Industrial Parks. We're a member-based organization. We offer very affordable studio space. You can have space here from $1 a month up until $40 a month. We want to encourage people to get involved and to have a space where they can create things and they can try new things.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.